Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than one night.
Moron Entertainment from the telephone. Why? Well, because in the midst of going off the air yesterday, we apparently burned up our connection to Channel 9 and Dean.
The wires actually burned up.
I don't know. Sounded more dramatic if I said it that way.
It does sound, it's very old school.
So we put in all this new equipment last year when we moved over to 303 East Wacker, millions and billions of dollars of equipment. And apparently we had like a, domino sort of effect. One computer went down and then a bunch of them went down. Suddenly you're off the air.
It was a blade burner.
That's what, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. These blades, as they're called, they all failed.
Nobody would listen to me when I said, don't buy all the new equipment at Radio Shack.
Yeah, especially since Radio Shack's been closed for a while.
That's what I mean. It was a closeout.
It was on sale. Come on.
Right?
Yeah.
So we've got brand new gerbils and hamsters in here, and they are running that treadmill hard. And so far, so good this morning.
Didn't gerbils and hamster used to do the morning show on B96?
I think they still are over there.
They're quite
a success story. Eddie and Jobo, Gerbil and Hamster. I think that was the follow-up.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie Presley's in the news. Cardi B's in the news. ASAP Rocky is in the news. You know, he's Donald Trump's favorite rapper. And we've got a honey of a deal from Dean. Dave, looks like we're going to have to partnership again in our partnership of real estate buying that we do.
This is a good real estate deal. As soon as I finish up at Lollapalooza this weekend, I'm going to get back out to the coast to see if we can wrap up the deal. Did I tell you that I'm performing at Lollapalooza this weekend?
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
I'm on Friday, they're doing, on one of the stages, they're doing the music of Hamilton.
Okay.
They've got a lot of the stars from the musical that are going to come over and they're going to perform from 2 until 4 o'clock is what I understand.
Not going to miss my shot.
That's right. And it's going to be the room where it happens, if you will.
In the room where it happens.
And then after that performance, I'm going to do a Q&A with them, an interview with the stars of Hamilton on stage at Lollapalooza. So I can now put on my resume, Voice of Victory Auto Records has performed at Lollapalooza.
Nice pants. A band I was in or a Lollapalooza band?
That is a band you were in.
That's very good, man. You nailed it. If you'd like to play with Dean's
Young
help.
Young Gravy. Young Gravy.
Young Gravy. Would that be Y-U-N-G, Young?
Yes, it is.
Lollapalooza band.
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah. I'll tell you what you don't want.
As old as we think.
You don't want the old gravy. The old gravy, that's where your problems are.
Nobody wants old gravy.
312-9170-200. If you want to play Lollapalooza band or a band I was in, Dean will help you. 312-981-7200. We'll come back and do that as well as go over those many, many stories and hear about Dean's honey of a deal that Dave and I will make a cash offer on that Dean will sneer at.
Do I have time to run to the ATM?
Let's just add the amount of money we're going to take out of the ATM into your wallet now, kind of a virtual ad, because if they accept our offer, you have plenty of time to get it.
Good.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, Dean, stand by. We'll be back. Hold on, Dean. Don't go anywhere.
I'm not. I'm here on the phone.
It's Dean Richards. Yesterday, what we're referencing there, if you're not aware, we got knocked. The mighty WGN got knocked off the air. And we had to do a whole lot of scrambling and get it back on after a 45-minute, hour and a half problem, whatever it was. But we're good today. The power duct tape.
Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richards, the entertainment editor, Channel 9720. Top man, pro and steady. Tune in, cause it's always.
And back to Dean as we continue on Moron Entertainment. You know, I keep seeing clips pop up, Dean, of this Bachelorette. This is nuts on wheels. I mean, you know, if I were one of those 30 guys, I'd run as fast as I could before the show was over.
Yeah, I don't know why anybody ever wants to be involved in that. There's just a certain mentality that some people have that crave validation, crave attention. I guess some of the contestants have, you know, it's been a launching pad for them to other things. So, you know, that may be it. But silly me, I was watching the debates last night instead of the Bachelor.
I watched it. Yeah, Bachelorette. I told myself, Dean, I was not going to watch it the entire season this time because I, you know, I just got rid of it out of my repertoire. And I ended up watching the last two episodes just to see who she picked.
And where, you know, I did not see the debate in great detail. Dean, where do the candidates stand on The Bachelorette?
Yeah, you know, that's the sham of it all. Jake Tapper didn't even bring it up.
See, that's outrageous. Fake news.
Focusing on, you know, silly, lighthearted topics like health care and racism in America.
Come on, Jake. You're better than that.
Come on. They talked about windmill sex. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And by the way, stretch before you try that. I'm telling you right now. All right, let's go to the phone, Dean. We're going to play a quick couple of rounds here of Lollapalooza band or a band I was in, starting with Louie in Hoffman Estates. Hi, Louie. The band,
we have a movement growing.
The band is called Schlump. Schlump, is that a band I was in or a Lollapalooza band? And don't be afraid to ask Dean for help.
I'm going to go with Lollapalooza band.
You agree or disagree, Dean?
I would have disagreed with him on that.
Turns out he's right. Schlump is a Lollapalooza band. There you go, Louie. Get it done. Adams and Carol Stream. Adam, are you ready to play?
I am.
The band is Octopus Carnival. By the way, that you should see the tilt-a-whirl at that thing. Octopus Carnival.
I'm going to say that's a band you were in.
Dean, agree or disagree?
I would agree with them.
That is a band I was in. We had eight guys. Hold on. Waiting for the reaction. Dorothy's in Addison. Dorothy, you're the last player in this round. Tough to follow. You've already got two winners. Are you ready to play?
Okay, I'm ready.
The band is Yak Jerky. Yak Jerky. You know who loved Yak Jerky? Spike Odell loved Yak Jerky.
He did. We had Yak Jerky in studio.
Dean, help me out.
I'm going to say that he may be that this may have been a band that Steve was in.
I'll go with Dean.
That's correct. We continue to be undefeated or completely defeated, depending on your perspective. Hold the line. Dorothy, you're a winner as well.
This must be America's favorite game.
Oh, it absolutely is. Do you remember Yak Jerky? We played a lot of Barry Manilow covers.
We did. Tonight's debate, I think that they should devote a significant amount of time to playing this very game to see how relatable the candidates are to pop culture.
Senator Warren, Popcorn Butter. Is that a band Steve was in or a Lollapalooza band? Sponsored by Ravinia, we continue with Dean. All right, so what is this Lisa Marie Presley story?
So Lisa Marie, you know, the daughter of Elvis Presley, has signed a book deal, multi-million-dollar book deal, said to be worth between $4 and $5 million, to write a tell-all book about her dad and also her ex-husband. You may remember that she was married to Michael Jackson for a year and a half in the 1990s, and she's agreed to. She said it's going to be a tell-all. She's not going to hold anything back. You're going to see her dad in a whole new way. And she said she's going to write about Michael Jackson, who chose drugs over her. So, you know, it may not be overly complimentary.
Wow.
In an old interview with Diane Sawyer years ago, she said that she didn't believe any of the child abuse allegations against Michael Jackson at the time. We'll see if she still feels that way.
There's a piece of tape I saw the other day, which I'd forgotten about, but it was after the marriage, and there were some people suggesting the marriage was a sham and fraudulent and all that, and it was just cover. And Michael Jackson saying that it was nobody's business whether or not he had consummated his marriage.
Right.
Consummate being brought soup to your new bride, I believe. I'm not sure what it would mean if you were consummating your marriage. The Disney star story said,
The Disney story is that the Lion King movie over the weekend crossed the $1 billion mark.
That's not the sad one.
Oh, the sad story. It's about the Disney star.
Cameron Boyce.
The 20-year-old Cameron Boyce, who died a couple of weeks ago. The autopsy results came out yesterday, and he died of epilepsy. He had a seizure in his sleep and died. They did a toxicology test. They found no drugs except epilepsy medication. So a very sad story of this young man that I never talked to him, but anyone who ever had any encounter with him said that he was a great kid.
Cardi B canceled her concert because of security concerns. Were one of her boobs going to blow up? What was the concern?
This is a non-boob related security incident.
Okay.
This was she was supposed to do a show in Indianapolis last night, and because of shootings that have taken place at public places like the Garlic Festival in California and some other events over the past few weeks, there were some threats that were called in. They decided to shut the whole thing down. So Cardi B did not perform in Indianapolis. They've rescheduled the concert there for September 11th, if anybody was holding tickets. You can use the same tickets for the rescheduled date show.
Well, I'm glad everybody's okay. And I do, at least I've heard, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, that the concert will take place in her cleavage next time. Is that accurate?
That is absolutely correct. They're going to be pulling in not only the concert, but they're going to be doing a food truck festival also, that they're going to be backing in several vehicles.
Beep, beep, beep.
Same time.
ASAP Rocky going to trial?
ASAP Rocky has gone to trial. The battery and assault charges began yesterday, so we're going to keep an eye on that. I think the more interesting story in this whole
this
thing
is
how
this is so great.
How other rappers, you know, are coming to his defense.
And what are they doing?
Well, one rapper in particular by the name of Machine Gun Kelly was asked if he will, you know, if he's going to boycott Swedish products, and said that, yes, he was going to no longer eat Swedish fish. You know, that candy, the wonderful, delicious candy that you get.
Please
usually.
Tell me he was kidding and he's not that big an idiot.
Well, I don't know if he's that big of an idiot or not. The funny part of this whole thing, I mean, for one thing, to say you're not going to eat Swedish fish is pretty funny. Swedish fish are actually made in Canada. They are not made in Sweden.
And ASAP Rocky, Dave, you probably don't know this, for years performed with FYI Bullwinkle. And I haven't heard word from FYI Bullwinkle and how he feels about ASAP Rocky.
And wasn't Natasha part of that also?
That was LOL Natasha.
Yes. Yes. All is sponsored by Revidia. It's time now for Dean to do his real work. Are you ready?
Yeah, this is my main job, as you know, celebrity realtor to the stars. And today, Steve, I have, I can only describe it as a honey of a deal.
Oh, you've never said that before.
This is the longtime home of actress Rose Marie, who you remember was Sally Rogers on the Dick Van Dyke Show. She was on Hollywood Square. She was on the Doris Day Show, a variety of roles. But
she just passed away not that long ago, right?
She did just pass away, I think about a year ago now.
Yeah.
But for 70 years, she lived in a ranch-style home, kind of modest ranch-style home, in the Chisholm Estates neighborhood of Van Nuys, California.
Okay.
And her family has put this home on the market for $1.4 million.
That's the smallest price I've ever heard out of you.
That's of any of the deals that we've done recently. You know, it's a small home. It's a three-bedroom home. There's a lot of wood paneling. I mean, she's lived in this house for 70 years. So, you know, it needs a little updating. It's 2,800 square feet. It's got lots of wood paneling, wood flooring, natural stone fireplace. But it's the history of this home that is amazing. Mary Tyler Moore, Burl Ives, Betty White, Tim Conway, Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz, Vincent Price, Dick Van Dyke were frequent visitors.
Sure,
at Rosemarie's home, which I think is kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. And this shows, Dave, that Dean takes his real estate job as a labor of love. He's not making the big commish on this deal.
No.
He just wants to be a part of making sure Rosemarie's home gets into good hands.
But he left out a bit. So Maury Amsterdam was not a frequent visitor?
Maury Amsterdam is not on the listing sheet as a frequent visitor in this home. But I know they were very good friends.
Maury lived in Beverly Hills. I know that because I went to his house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I interviewed Maury Amsterdam at his kitchen table in his house.
Was it fun?
Nope.
What did Maury do to you?
No, he was a nice man. It was later in the day, and he was tired. And, I would say the questions and answers didn't go quite as I had hoped.
That's disappointing when that happens.
Yeah. All right. So
you want him to be on fire. You want a Maury Amsterdam to be on fire.
Very funny guy.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Just
guy.
As you say, though, I'm not in this. I'm not even taking commission on this deal. What I'm doing is I'm getting one of Rosemarie's trademark hair bows.
Oh, that's nice.
As commission on this deal,
that's worth more than just about anything.
That'll be duct taped on my bald head.
That's a hot look for you. All right, yeah. $1.2 million. Dave, I've got $210. What are you carrying?
I have in my wallet, I have a crisp $20 bill.
And we're going to add another $200 from the ATM that you'll bring in later?
Yes.
$210, $220, we're up to $430. Anybody else want in on our limited partnership?
I have $8.
$438. Steve Grzanich, you want to?
I have $0.
All right, then we'll continue not a partner.
Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz performed a song in this house.
Super Joe?
Like an old-fashioned showbiz house. They were having a party, and Lucy and Desi get up on with the piano, and they sing a song. It's history.
$438, Super Joe. You adding anything?
Nope, too scared it's haunted.
All right, 400. It's got a haunted ottoman, which trips all of its guests when they come in. $438, Dean. That's cash money, sucker.
I'm writing this down right now. I'm doing the necessary paperwork on this right now.
All right. You'll
I have
let us
a lot
on.
Of quarters. Do you want those? I'm using them for bingo.
I'm sure we'll need them for laundry. And by the way, Dean, she's not kidding. She's using them for bingo.
What do you use quarters for? Do you put quarters on the bingo cards?
No, when I play at the home with my aunt.
Oh.
It's a quarter a game.
She goes to the nursing home and she gambles heavily.
I call it.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for being a fellow moron. You know, it really comes down to the hope of the future of the universe. You and I, co-morons, Moron Entertainment.
Proudly representing the morons live from Lollapalooza with you tomorrow morning.
Oh, God, I can't wait to see you sweating in that hat. What a treat for the rest of us. That's Dean, who's already dreading coming to work tomorrow, and that's Moron Entertainment.